that's the first thing I can think about right now. I really can't think about my accolades for myself besides winning. And, you know, those accolades for me will come after that.
What about goals? You said any goals?
Zero drops. You know, that's my goal, small goals. You know, no yards, no touchdowns, anything like that. That'll happen. Just go out and play hard.
How much better can you be than last season?
A lot better. This will be my second year in the offense, you know, so I feel like I'm only improving.
In what ways do you feel like you can do better?
Just knowledge of this offense, you know, defensive coverages, being where I'm supposed to be, you know, when the quarterback wants me there, and, you know, just little things like my depth and running the right route.
Does it help a receiver to know who the quarterback finally is?
Yeah, it does. The chemistry helps out a lot, you know. We was going through two quarterbacks, and it wasn't really messing with the timing, you know, but, you know, those guys do different things. So, you know, you're kind of on edge on how you should run your route. But, you know, now we have a starter, you know, it helps out a lot.
Is it also just as important being 3 years in, you know more about the other team, the other defenses, how to study them?
Yeah. You know, I know most of the guys that I'm going to be going against because I've seen them in the past years. So, you know, they – only thing, you know, might be different is the defensive coverages that they're running. But, you know, I kind of have their tendencies down. And, you know, I'm still studying them, you know, so I don't feel like I got a grasp on them all the way. So.
Does it feel good to get into game week now?
Oh, yeah, man. This is what we've been practicing for, OTAs, training camps, all that, you know, this for this one game coming up.
Could you assess the team's readiness? I mean, a long training camp.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you see everybody in here. You know, everybody's just kind of, you know, anticipating this game. You know, we want to practice, but, you know, we're kind of like, you know, the game need to hurry up and get here. So it's a good feeling.
Now that you're the guy here and you took that step last year, now do you feel not maybe pressure or responsibility knowing so much as they're counting on you so much?
No, I don't really feel the pressure at all. I mean, I've never really been the number one route receiver, you know. But I don't really feel any pressure. You know, this is what I play for. This is what I come to work every day, you know, to be, you know, the guy that they can go to every play. So I don't feel any pressure at all.
But you understand responsibility?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
You take a lot of pride in
it? Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I was going to say being with a guy like Andre, this has been a number one receiver here for years, you know, just kind of seeing the things that he do, you know, and how he handled that position, it helps out.
What does it mean to you to be the guy now? You've worked a long time to get to this point.
Depends how you, you know, what you say the guy is. You know, I feel like I got, you know, receivers here to help me out. Mm-hmm. You know, that they've been that guy, you know, teams that they've been on. So I don't really consider myself the guy, you know, quite yet.
As we talked about sort of finishing out the 53-man roster, the receiver was a tough competitive position. As a player, kind of what's it like for you to kind of get attached to some of these guys, see them not make the team, but yet kind of your thoughts on how it kind of all played out and what you end up with on the 53, specifically the wide receiver position?
We probably had the deepest group, I would say. You know, probably it was the hardest cuts, you know, for them to make because we had guys like Easy that was making plays here, you know, and it was a toss-up. You really didn't know, you know, who was going to go. But it's hard seeing guys that you've been here with. You know, I've been here with guys since last year and seeing them get cut, you know, and hopefully they make a team. It's hard because you build relationships and friendship with these people off the field, and then, you know, they're gone. So, you know, it's hard. But I think we got a great 53-man roster right now, and I don't think it was easy for them to make. And that's credit to the guys that was here working, you know, not making that job easy for them.
You mentioned Andre. What did you learn from him that's going to serve you this season?
Just his leadership and his mentality. You know, he really wasn't a guy that's going to go out there and talk a lot, but he was going to go out and improve with his actions and, you know, play hard and practice hard every day.